The Business Super Conference that all of you need to be at is finally here. Tickets have dropped to the original VFriends holders, but are now available to buy. I have a link in my bio for the people that have never bought an NFT but want to come because they've heard that Busta Rhymes and Deepak Chopra and Steve Bartlett and all these people are speaking. Go to vcon.co, C-O, drop the M, to see what's going on there. But the link in my bio has a site that we have on VCon that will let you fill it out and will help you get a ticket to our super conference, May 18th to the 20th in Indianapolis, Indiana. The conference is bananas. The 50 speakers I'm about to announce, bananas. This is the huge super business, pop culture, and innovation conference. I want everybody in my community to be there. So link in bio or click here because the team is using this in all sorts of formats to make sure you get to Indy in May for the super business conference of the year. I hope to see all of you there.
How do you find your passion? People don't think their interest is a business. Dustin's interest in BMX, I don't believe he thought that that was a business, that he could make 150K a year being in the BMX business. Maybe he could have been an amazing BMXer and been sponsored. He understood that, but he didn't understand that he could do a daily podcast or be a hoodie maker of BMX culture and make 100K a year. That is real. My big thing is if you're 18 to 29, try it because you won't have to regret not trying it. That's the Passion Finder.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Gary V audio experience. And before this episode starts, I just want to remind you to please leave your comments for today's episode in the Spotify Q&A section down below, but also tweet Gary your feedback at Gary V and let him know what you thought about today's episode.
This is the Gary V audio experience.
Like now I'm at a situation where I just moved back home with my parents and I guess I'm trying to figure out what's going to excite me or like what my next step should be, because I think going and continuing to do the same thing is obviously not going to be good for my self-esteem or good for me mentally. Like I think I've kind of at this point decided I don't want to do this, but at the same time, I don't know what it is that I do want to do.
But
I
you, guess, like, do I'm you, trying to figure so that out. Can you afford, Andy, watch this, you can knock that over. Are you in a place where you can afford to go and taste a lot of different things? I think of this like food. People are always like, what's my passion? What do I like to do? I'm like, I don't know. Like, if you only eat pizza and hot dogs, how do you not, you know if, you know, foie gras or sushi or lemon soup is your favorite food of all time? I don't know where lemon soup came from. But, you know, are you in a place where you can go and try doing different things? And if you can't, go get a 9-to-5 job that pays your basic life away and then spend your 5:30 p.m. to midnight tasting other things in startup land or internships. That's the actual practical answer to solve this question. Where you go when you don't know what you want to do is you have to try to do things. I mean, it's not super complicated. So if you've got a trust fund or if you've saved some money or if you're live with 11 roommates and, you know, then and can afford to just cancel it out, what you gotta do is you gotta go and try things. You gotta try operations, you gotta try sales, you gotta try all these different things. That's really just the only option out there. And so you've gotta put yourself in a position, whether being humble to go and try things, or maybe you're in a luxury spot where you can go and do that. It's really the only way. You're not gonna find out by guessing. Dude, honestly, this is very simple to answer your question, so I went on a little bit of rant. What do you like when you're not working? Build a business around that. Like, what do you like? Surfing? What do you like? Like t-shirts? What do you like? Hip hop? Like, what do you like?
A thing that I like, to be honest, for a while it was like an extreme sport thing, but now what it is building people. Like, that's what I like. I like seeing other people.
So the one, and I think you know this, I'm very scared of the life coach business because I think people are ripping people off. So as long as you feel good about it, like, here's an idea. What about starting a club? Like, what about, like, dude, there's so much shit you can do. Let me throw you rogue ass shit. Why don't you get a job at night at a restaurant where you tell the owner that you want to work as a bartender because you want to start a club in his restaurant or her restaurant every Wednesday night for aspiring entrepreneurs or for people that want to live better lives. So the exchange is, I, who'm way overqualified for this job, I'm going to work here 3 nights a week, and I'm gonna meet people that come here, and I'm gonna start a club in your restaurant. And then what you're gonna do is once you test out what a club and a group together at a restaurant looks like, you may go then get investors or buy your own or save money or sell everything on eBay and get your own. Like, do shit is the answer. Do you understand?
Right. Totally. And on that, the craziest shit about that, what you just said, is that today at 11:30, I actually orchestrated 3 weeks ago starting a club at my business, the company that I work at, and the first day of the club starts today. We're going into leadership, and I'm going to help do my best, help and learn from other people at the company who want to be bigger, who want to be better, who want to do more, not just the work.
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Off of that, what just happened? When do you think the world's going to realize that I'm actually a genie from a different planet? Like, that stuff freaks me out when stuff like so cool. Anyway, listen. Listen, my man, keep focusing on this. I like the vibe of your voice. That's one of the reasons I kind of, I'm very big on tone and energy. That's why the call-in show is gonna be better, because when I read it, I don't have the tone. I can tell the goodness coming out of your mouth. I can feel it. Let me tell you this. It sounds like you're fairly young. How old are you, 29?
26.
Good. Patience, brother. Keep doing good, keep bringing people value, and don't think about what's in it for you. What's in it for you will happen when you are purely pushing to bring people value. Shit just happens.
Hell yeah.
And you've got time, brother. You've got 5 years. Do me a favor. Don't try to charge $1,000 a head or $500 a month. Do this. Just keep bringing value. And I'm telling you, for 5 years, online, offline, random, just keep bringing value. It will work itself out. You got a lot of time to cash in on doing that good move.
Okay, my question is, if you have too much passion to do, like, too many things, like, for instance, like, you have too many things, like, right now, you do so much, like, you do so much, and you have the Chuck Vayner, like, the...
Yeah, you got too many things that you want to do.
Exactly, yeah.
How do you pick one?
Correct, yeah.
Pick one.
So that's the only advice, okay.
Like, Eric, what do you have? I mean, this is my most common asked question. Gary, I have 11 passions. How do I choose the right one to build my business around?
I've got 11 passions as well. I pour my time and energy into the ones that I'm best at and that make money. And then I keep the other ones as side projects that I will tend to as hobbies until I can actually turn them into something either that I'm very good at or that I can commoditize and make money at. And so, yeah.
Karina, I think that this is the humongous excuse by the majority of people that they have so many different things that they are passionate about as an excuse to not actually put in the 15 hours a day against something. I really mean that. And I don't know if that's your issue, but I'm saying that because a lot of people are watching and I want to get to this once and for all. No joke. Flip a fucking coin, write all your different passions on a dartboard and throw the dart. Like, just pick one. If they're all, I love when people are like, Gary, I love them all so equally. I go, great, then there should be no concern. The other thing is, if you're trying to decide between two, when you flip the coin, it's a funny thing happens. Your heart will tell you, your brain will tell you which one you actually want to do.
And Karina, this is, the fact that you have 11 things that you're super pumped about, I think that's awesome. There's a lot of people out there listening or watching that are trying to find what they're passionate about. They don't know. They're trying to be seeking money or financial security. The fact that you have so many things to choose from is a blessing, that you get to pick one and not try and find something in the world. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. That was all my questions. Thank you guys for calling me. This was like a really cool experience. Thanks.
Karina, don't leave yet. I got a question.
Go ahead. Yes.
Which passion are you going to pick right now?
My passion, I'm probably going to be a trader. I want to do penny stock trading. I am also really passionate. Like, I have a great, like, charisma with people, so I actually like to do skits and modeling right now because I do that. So my main one is...
Wait a minute, we're deciding between modeling and penny stock trading? This is amazing. Do both.
Karina, if there's anything that I can do to talk you out of penny stock or day trading...
How can she find you?
How can she find me?
Yeah, like email you where, or hit you up on Twitter where, or like, yeah, like if you're gonna try to help her, let's do it.
Karina, hit me up on Instagram or Twitter at Eric Wall, and send me a note, and I'll respond to you. But I would.
Karina, great news. He's going to turn you into a model. He's going to talk you out of penny stock.
There you go. There you go. A future modeling career. Congratulations.
How does someone find their passion?
By tasting things. Like, how do you know if you love surfing if you've never fucking surfed?
Mm-hmm. And I listen to you all the time say that, man. And so I figured that would be your answer.
So let me ask you a question to make it even more valuable to you, brother. What do you think might be your path? If I'm like, yo, bro, 30 days, you're just going to do 30 different things. Like, what are some of the things that come to mind?
I mean, music. Yeah. I love cooking.
Have you ever made a video on YouTube of you cooking something?
Not like a video, but like I've posted like what I've cooked.
What about a video? Why don't you make a video tonight, take your phone, set it up, and cook, and put it and post it on YouTube and post it on IGTV and see what the fuck happens.
Okay.
That's actually how you do it, brother.
Right. And I've been working on that. Like, I mean, that's why I'm on this video right now. Like, I will admit, like, it's execution. Like, you're absolutely right.
It always
I mean,
is.
You posted twice about Tea with Gary Vee yesterday. I said, hey, man, like, it's my birthday. Can I get on? I didn't hear anything. And, like, I really wanted to talk to you and get these things answered. So I asked again. And that's when you hit me up.
And I happened to see it. And that's rare. You know how many people watching right now have asked me 4,700 times to be on Tea with Gary Vee? It's all serendipity. But if you didn't ask the second time, I wouldn't have seen the tweet and we wouldn't have this moment right now, bro.
It's execution.
It's always execution. Everybody plays out life in their brain instead of with their hands and their legs.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking you have to do. It's only doing. Everything that plays in the head is all insecurities and fucking bullshit. You got to take fucking positive thoughts and put them to action. It all comes down to not giving a fuck what people think. This is why I spend so much time on it. You know, it's being strong enough to put up that cooking video and being okay with people in your life texting you and be like, what the fuck are you doing? Which you then reply to, what the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck out of my fucking cooking YouTube video. You worry about you, mom.
Mm-hmm.
You worry about you, Rick. You worry about you, boyfriend. Like, what do you mean what I'm doing? I'm living my fucking life. What the fuck are you doing?
And I have
for everybody who's watching right now, when you do something because you get inspired right now and do something new and somebody goes, what the fuck are you doing? Reply with ease. What do you mean what the fuck am I doing? I'm doing what I want to do. What the fuck are you doing? Get out of my fucking life.
It's crazy you say that because I put a Facebook post that said, if you haven't asked me for insurance, period, delete me. And like coming from me like that, people, they're like, man, you're so fun. Like, what's going on? Like, what's up?
And
I did. I followed it up with love. The next day, I was like, listen, I hit you too much with the right hook. Like, I haven't even brought any value. And I tried to make myself accountable by saying, like, hey, listen, I am going to bring you value. I haven't yet. So, I hear you, Gary. I listen to you, and I really appreciate you having me on here. And I'm going to start doing, man. I just had a son this year.
Congratulations.
And I got to teach him the right way, man.
Teaching the right way is just about love. Like, you teach him love and kindness, you'll teach him the right way. If you want to build on top of that, this is all gravy. You know, if he's happy and he's kind, you've taught him the right way. That's simple. Layering some of this shit about business and execution and fulfillment, that gets a little bit 201, 301. That's that next level, right? So, you know, I think you got a shot. I think you need to absolutely just execute.
Okay.
Just keep build on this momentum. Rewatch this video as much as you have to.
No, I will, man. Right. Absolutely. Happy birthday, Thank you so much. Thank you.
You got it.
Thank you so much for listening to that entire episode. We want to remind you to give Gary feedback, so make sure you tweet him at Gary V. But if you're listening on Spotify, you can drop your comments, questions, and anything in between in the Spotify Q&A section down below. We'll see you in the next episode.